K-State Nation, we're back once again with another edition of the PPBD edition of the show. Eddie Greer, your host of the Purple Project Podcast, talking all things K-State, not just football and basketball, but we're talking cross-country, golf, men's, women's soccer, volleyball, all the whole nine yards here, trying to get you from cover to cover about K-State Athletics. And we're back again. I'm recording this getting back from Youth Night at Crestview here in Manhattan, Kansas. The results are in. I did record part one of the memorial for the women's golf team earlier today. That's going to be out, I think. Well, actually, both of these, part one and two. Woo! Nah, I'm gonna have some fun with this one. Where to put it? Cause I know we still got the I still have the weekly to edit and to post up there late tomorrow night, and I'm probably gonna end up putting the team preview up here in a couple hours, talking about women's golf as well. Now you're gonna get back to back one part one and two of this, and also soccer as well. I have to put soccer in tomorrow because the Big 12, that's the Big 12 opener tomorrow at AM. So, yeah, this is what I'm talking about. A lot going on. That's what I'm talking about, trying to get things done. Your host is doing it, trying to cover all things K-State. Women's golf, early today, I was recording, they were 13th. They finished the memorial in Bryan, Texas. Why do I have trouble saying Bryan? I have no clue. But they were in Bryan, Texas for the memorial tournament. That being M-O, and possibly M-O-R-I-L. They came home. Second consecutive finish into the top 15. 12th place there. The Wildcats' final tally at the 6,406-yard traditions course over there. The par 72 was 40 over par 904 as well. And Christy Knight, I could probably tell by this tone, she's not happy with her squad. After the fact, saying, quote, "I know it's early in the season, but as a team, we have to clean up some areas between now and the next event." And then she goes on to say, Coach Knight, we are simply giving away too many shots, but cleaning that up will enable us to take advantage of our birdies," end quote, right there. And in that part one, I'm not trying to tell what part one is, but obviously, first and the second round. The first round started on Monday, and then yesterday was round two. So there was a big improvement from round one to round two. And I'm thinking they're going to finish this out strong, you know, but the struggles continue for this women's golf team. Now, again, this is a whole a coin flip from the men's golf team. The men's golf team got some skill there in right now, and they could be on a path back if they continue to what to put on what they did at the Wildcat Invitational here at Colbert Hills. It was the last week, or is it the week before? I think it was last week. But they put on a great performance team-wise, individual size there. Cooper Schultz was the highlight of that tournament there. The golf women's golf team, okay. Yeah, I didn't see anything. See any of this. I'm just going off of what I see, what I'm looking at the score sheet. If they can just, hey, look, we're not near the level what the men's golf team is, right? Have to take baby steps. And they took a step back, two steps back, one step forward, and here in our final round, took two more steps back, maybe even three on top of that. There, so again, they finished 11th. In the first meet, and they come back and finish 12th there, so at least they're consistent for the most part there. Haley Vargas led the Cats all the way. She tied, or after day two, she was tied for 29th there. I don't think I mentioned that in part one, but I'm going to mention it here in part two there as well. And then one over today for Vargas, 73 for the final round as well. This is the third time for Haley Vargas that she has led the team on the leaderboard there. So not too bad there as well. Also making improvements there, Megan Donchege, who shot a 3-over par three over par 75, and she was tied for 46th place at 11 over par there 227 there for her as well. And then, yeah, for the second straight tournament, Dante Gay and Vargas had 100% of their rounds contributed towards the team's score, marking a promising start for the two seniors. So, yeah, that's good. That's a good feeling right there. At least Christian Knight can hang your hat on that. We have your veteran leaders, like Haley Vargas and Mangan Dante Gay, doing what they did. You can build off that. Now, can you get everyone else to improve for the next meet and get that team score a little bit better for the next meet there? Gabriella McNally was next. Third Wildcat, almost. Woo! McNally, who registered a 4-0 par for the day, 76 in the final round. She tied for 50th place total with a 12-over par. Napuya Glossner finished 63rd place there, 18-over par there. She really had a rough go of it there. You hope she gets better. In the next one, Remington Isaac carded 5-over today in the third round. She ended up finishing 72nd, 24-over par, 240. And then, yeah, McNally finishing her up real quick. She tied for 50th, 12-over par as well. And look at this, folks. It was Texas leading heading into the final round. A&M, Texas A&M winning the team championship there over Texas. They're stunning them. So the Battle of the Texas, no surprise, down south in Bryan, Texas there. Texas A&M takes the team title there, while Kayla Smith for North Carolina came away with the individual title at 9-under par, 207 there as well. So exciting stuff there, at least the team side there. A&M overtakes Texas there, and then a stunner at that North Carolina comes out of the blue there. I don't know how good teams are, college teams are. All right, but Kayla Smith, at least on the board here, I'm looking at my printed sheet on the computer. She takes the title, individual title there at 9-under par there as well. The women's Wildcat team, golf team now, takes a little bit of break here. 2-week break, and then they're going to be already final two tournaments there after their 2-week break. Next for the women's golf team will be the Dale McNamara Invitational, October 10th through the 11th. That's going to be at Broken Arrow, Oklahoma there as well. And then, let's see, it looks like, in their last one, damn, okay, all right, they're going to be going to Cabo, Mexico for the Battle of the Beach. That's around my birthday weekend, baby, October 28th through the 30th there for the women's K-State golf team. So, hey, that's going to be a trip there for them down there. But obviously, they have 2 weeks to get right, and hopefully we see some better improvement from the team and help those seniors out there, for those young ladies out there. I know they're getting their little feet wet, things like that, but you hope for the next tournament they can do a little bit better and hopefully maybe crack the top 10. Who knows, folks? But yeah, the women's golf team at the Memorial down in Bryan, Texas today wrap up a 3-day tournament and finish in the 12th spot. The Pearl Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. It's been a windy afternoon, folks, and it's supposed to be raining here soon. Supposed to be raining most of the day tomorrow, so not looking forward to that. It has not been fall yet here in the middle of the state of Kansas. That is for sure. I'm ready for cooler weather. Hey, I love some hot weather, though. I love my hot salt weather, but it's too much now. We got to start cooling things down here, and I think it's going to be cooled down by at least the end of the week. So there's that as well. Meanwhile, K-State football looking to cool off Oklahoma in Norman on Saturday night. It was already a big game, but this is even, I don't want to say critical at this moment in time, but the way that last weekend was handled by the K-State football team, you better come out and be ready to play some football down in Norman, Oklahoma. Speaking of Oklahoma, against the Sooners, Brent Venables, Dylan Gabriel and company, they're going to be ready to rock and roll. The atmosphere, you know how it's going to be down there. K-State better bring it. Adrian Martinez better get his head up. You know what? Out of his, you know what? for that. So we'll see a lot more. Well, obviously, a lot more on the episode of 121 of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly Edition. So it'll be coming out tomorrow night. That's going to do it on this edition. Remember, if you're new to the show, welcome on board. And you like what you're hearing, definitely make sure you are subscribed to this podcast. There's so much content. Like I said, I've been like at it all pretty much all afternoon long. Here trying to give you K-State content outside of football and basketball. Hey, we still do it too, football, basketball, but there's other sports here at this university besides the big two around here as well. But a lot to look forward to for the rest of the weekend, including some big matchups for our teams. So let's root on for some teams. That is going to do it. Eddie Greer, your host. Go Cats. The Purple Project Podcast rolls on this week.